his final start in a Raptor uniform. Kadula News 0-1. Fouled straight back by Buchanan. Count nothing and two on the Raptor left fielder. Two hits for Wisconsin Rapids, both coming in the home half of the third. A base hit from Joey Bazillo to begin the frame. His first at-bat as a Raptor, collecting a knock. And then a double from Aiden Teal, his ninth two-bagger of the season. 0-2, fouled back by Buchanan. The 0-2. This is down and away for ball one. Thornton efficient as well in four innings today. Has faced the minimum two different times. 49 pitches for the right-hander as Buchanan unable to connect on that 1-2. It's into the glove on a swing and a miss of Jacob Schroeder. Two up, two down for Kadula New here in the fourth. Landon Gads hit by a pitch to lead off the second inning. Game cruising right along. Not even an hour in, it was a 106 first pitch in this ballgame. The first pitch to the right-handed hitting first baseman. Off speed, called a strike. Gads' second home run of the season came in that opening stretch out of the All-Star break at Lakeshore. Raptors looking to snap a three-game losing streak here today at Witter Field. As Gaz fouls the 0-1 breaking ball back to the screen, count nothing at two. Cashel Duggar on deck, Kyler McIntosh to follow. Kadula New looking to work a 1-2-3 inning. Face the minimum for the second time today. The payoff. Gaz drives it in the air, left center. This one is going to hit the wall. Moreno crashing into the fence, going to make sure he is all right. It is a two-out double for Landon Gads. Didn't even go over yard card picks here today. Nonetheless, an extra base hit for the Moorpark, California native. That is Joe Diedrich's pick, and that makes sense. He lets out a frustrated noise to my right here. The pick today, as we continue to go along the line, Cullen Kapoor taking Aiden Teal. Cashel Duggar in the box. That's the pick of Dawson Wolf, our producer over on the television side of things. Chris Arroyo, the selection for Griffin Furcus, Orlando Lordoy for Abby Look, going with one of the new Raptors in their home debuts here in 2024, and I got Walker Buchanan. Runner on second, two down, the first pitch to Cashel Duggar. This is low and away for ball one. Kadula New out of the stretch, third base side of the slab. Another off-speed on the 1-0 that misses away. Duggar a pop out to the shortstop, Cal Fisher, in shallow left field in his first at-bat back in the second frame. The bottom half of the order looking to come through and bring in the game's first run. Two balls, no strikes. Canoe rocks and fires. Fouled back by Duggar. Make it three. Called him Canoe again. These tongue twister names, man, just because being the guy with the headset on, it is frustrating. Elliot Kadula Lanoue. Say that 10 times fast. 2-1 the count here on the Castle Pines, Colorado native. Third hit of the ball game for Wisconsin Rapids. They now got two doubles as a team. Off the bat of Landon Gads. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Duggar chasing that one. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Duggar going to go after anything close here on the 2-2. Looking to extend this inning and keep it alive. Gaz doubled with two down to left field, right off the skyward sign. Kadula New will step off the back of the rubber. Raptors shut out for the sixth time this season back at Lakeshore on Friday. Currently in a 0-0 stalemate at Witter Field. 2-2, got him swinging. Two punchouts in the inning for Elliot Kadula New. He allows a two-out double off the bat of Landon Gaz, but he holds him on the bags. We head to the fifth inning here from Witter Field. Your score, the Mallards nothing and the Raptors nothing, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top five in Rapids. The first pitch from Maddox Thornton of this inning to Frankie Carney on the outside corner for a called strike. Nothing, nothing score. Thornton and Elliot Kadula new with the Mallards in a pitcher's duel right now in Wisconsin Rapids. A one pitch hit on the ground to short Tracer Lopez. Oh, so smoothly fielding and throwing to first in time. It's a 6-3 put out, the first out of the inning for Thornton. Five straight retired by the right-hander in his final start as a Rafter. No runs on a hit, no errors for Madison, no runs, three hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio back here in the Witterfield Press Box. Game 58 of our 70-game slate this summer. Cal Fisher, the next batter, swinging away. And a liner to third is caught by Kyler McIntosh. Quick two up, two down for Thornton here in the fifth. Liam Moreno went down looking to lead off the third off Thornton, and Maddox looking to face the minimum for the third time this ball game. Rafters will bring 7-8-9 to the dish when we get to this home half of the fifth inning. First pitch to Moreno, high heater that misses upstairs for ball one. The lone hit of the ball game, a two-out infield single from Jacob Schroeder, the Mallard catcher, back in the third. Moreno fouls the 1-0 delivery away down the third base side. Two of the three Rafter hits are doubles. Aiden Teal in the third and Landon Gaz with two down in the bottom of the fourth. Also had a leadoff single from Joey Bizidlo on the infield back in the third. Swinging bunt from Moreno down the third base side on the 1-1 is eaten up by Kyler McIntosh. There's the second hit for Madison, and Moreno's aboard with two away. The batter is Charlie Marion, who went down swinging back in the third. Gaz holding on the runner at first. The Madison College product, Charlie Marion, takes ball one away. The 1-0 delivery, high fly ball, foul down the right field line. Marion well out in front of that fastball to even the count at a ball and a strike. On deck is the catcher, Schroeder, top of the order with Robinson to follow. 1-1, swing and a miss into the glove of Cashel Duggar. It's now a ball and two strikes. Thornton a strike away from five scoreless here at Witterfield in the first Rafter game here since last Saturday, July 20th. 8 days in between home games for your Raptors. The 1-2. This is upstairs. Runner, a delayed steal from Moreno. Throw down to second from Duggar is not in time. Runner in scoring position for Madison. Count even at 2-2 here on Charlie Marion. Talked about Marion in his first at-bat, a multi-hit game against the Raptors an evening ago. Doubled and scored in the fifth. Singled the lead off the seventh. The payoff pitch from the Texas A&M Corpus Christi right-hander. Rolled over on the ground, right side, Landon Gaz off the first base bag to glove. He'll flip to Thornton, covering in time to retire the side. Four faced for Thornton here in the fifth. He's got five scoreless as we enter the home half right here from historic Witter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources,
finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We got a pitcher's duel here in Rapids as the 7-8-9 spots are due up for your Raptors in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nothing to score. Mallard's Raptors for the final time this season. Andy Yakum on WFHR bringing you all 70 Raptor games this summer. 1-0 breaking ball from Elliot Kadu-Lanou, the southpaw who got the start for Madison, remaining on the hill. Swung on and missed by Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh hit into an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play back in the second inning. 1-1 off speed, another swing and a miss from the Alabama State Hornet. Count now 1-2. No runs, two hits, no errors for Rapids. Should say that's for Madison. No runs, three hits, and no errors for Rapids. I'm so used to Wisconsin Rapids being on the away side of things. It's the 1-2 delivery, foul tip in and out of the glove of Schroeder. After having spent 5 games in 3 days right on the road. Good to be back here in Rapids. 13 games to go in the season, including today. 9 of those here at Witter Field. 1-2 breaking ball rolled over on the ground to third base. Backhanded Schaffner. The throw to first, unable to be dug out by Davis Hamilton. Kyler McIntosh hits the first base bag. He'll jog into second standing. A runner in scoring position for Wisconsin Rapids to lead off this fifth inning. Joey Bazidlo, who singled on the infield in his first at-bat as a Raptor to lead off the third inning, climbs in. Go down as an infield single, McIntosh advancing on an E5. This will be the 65th pitch for Elliot Kadu-Lanou. How about Maddox Thornton? 5 shutout frames, just 60 pitches thrown for the right-hander. First pitch to the second baseman, Bezidlo, misses outside. A smaller frame for Bezidlo. 5'11", 165 as a redshirt freshman. Brings good defense and a lot of speed and a strong baseball IQ to the table. The 1-0. Fastball missing upstairs. Two balls, no strikes on the left-handed hitting infielder from Eckerd College. Tracer Lopez on deck, top of the order with Aiden Teal to follow. Can the Rafters be the one to break this scoreless tie here in the home half of the fifth inning? The 2-0. Off-speed from Kadu Lanou misses outside. We'll see if Bezidlo keeps the bat on his shoulder here. The 3-0 delivery, McIntosh dancing off second. Fastball in there for a called strike from the home plate umpire, Ryan Starks. Much needed day off for the Rats tomorrow, despite just coming out of the breaks. Playing six games in 4 days is tough to begin a post-All-Star break stretch as a 3-1 breaking ball swung on and missed by the right-handed hitting Bezidlo, count now 3-2. Before that, or after that, I should say, it's the final stretch, 12 games, 12 days. Wausau for a home and home, two at home against Kalamazoo. Throughout the month of August, you get four total with Green Bay, two here and two at their place. The 3-2 fouled away down the first base side. Get the Minnesota Mud Puppies, the Northwoods League traveling team, into town next Monday and Tuesday, and a home and home series after that with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. The 3-2, breaking ball in the air, shallow right center, Robinson drawing out. It is the Illinois State product to make the catch. First out here in this fifth inning. Tracer Lopez 0-for-1, he struck out swinging on a breaking ball against Kadu Lanou back in the third inning. Chance to flip the card to the top of the order with either driving in the game's first run or having multiple on the bases. McIntosh off second, being held on by Cal Fisher. First pitch breaking ball, Lopez in the air, shallow left. It'll hang up long enough for Liam Moreno to make the grab. Two down, runner on second, bottom five here in Rapids. Top of the order for the third time around is the Virginia Cavalier, Aiden Teal. Teal aboard in both of his trips to the plate in the ballgame, hit by a pitch in the first, doubled for the ninth time this season back in the third inning. 15 seconds on the clock. First pitch to Teal. Misses low and away. For Madison, they'll bring 9-1-2 to the dish in the top of inning six. That's Jacob Schroeder, that's Shai Robinson, and that's Jake Schaffner. That single for McIntosh on the infield. Hit number four of the ball game for the Rafters. 1-0. Breaking ball on the outer edge, called a strike, count evens 1-1. In a matchup last night that was Kilpatrick against Moore on the mound, an identical outing between two starters that we saw on July 3rd at the Duck Pond. 1-1 breaking ball, fouled back by Teal. He's in the hole with a two-strike count now. One ball, two strikes, two outs on the Mahwah, New Jersey native. Kyler McIntosh led off the inning with that infield single and advanced to second on a throwing error from Jake Schaffner. He remains out on the two-bag. The 1-2. Fouled straight back again by Teal, all over that fastball. From the freshman left-hander out of Quebec. Big spot here for Teal, a chance to break this scoreless tie. Orlando Lordoy in the on-deck circle. The next 1-2. Breaking ball on a line. It's down in right field for a base hit. McIntosh getting the wave around, struggling to field it in right field is Charlie Marion. Aiden Teal breaks the scoreless tie here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A two-out RBI single. Makes it 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Halfway through the ball game, and we get our first run. Looking to extend the line here is Orlando Lordoy. Lordoy 0-for-2, a pop out to the third baseman Jake Schaffner in foul territory back in the first inning, hit into that awkward inning-ending 3-6 double play in the third. First pitch in the lefty-on-lefty battle, Kadula Nugo's slider, and it misses low and away. Raptors looking for their fifth win at home against the Mallards this season. Eight on the pitch clock, the 1-0. Fastball ripped on a line. It's through into left field for a base hit. Orlando Lordoy's first hit back here at Witter Field, following up a two-hit night with another knock here against the Mallards on this Sunday afternoon. Teal to second, two aboard, two down, and the batter is Chris Arroyo. Time called, a mound visit to be had here. Raptor fans, this summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Siler Tingler, the right-hander throwing in the bullpen for Madison for the longest time. Haven't seen a motion in the bullpen yet, and Madison's going to stick with their starting southpaw to face Arroyo. Chris, two monster home runs yesterday at the Duck Pond. Couldn't tell which one was hit farther than the other. His solo jack to right center in the third inning, or the upper deck shot he hit with two down and drove into in the fifth. Good speed on the bags as well. Teal on second, Lordoy on first. First pitch. Breaking ball fouled straight back by Arroyo. Count nothing and one. Ashton Crocker, the bat boy, here today at Witter Field, going to shag that foul ball behind home plate. Kadula New looks in, yet to agree on the signs from Jacob Schroeder, and now does with 13 to go. The 0-1. Fastball missing low and outside. Count evens a ball and a strike. Coral Springs, Florida native Chris Arroyo. 1-1 breaking ball, chasing it downstairs. Count now 1-2. Chris, an OPS nearing 940 in his first 20 games with the club at 935. He's slugging over 500. He's driven in 16 runs so far, looking to make it more here. The 1-2. Fastball hit in the air, foul territory left field. Schaffner giving chase out, coming in as Moreno. It is going to drop right in front of the rafter stable. Arroyo hits in his last two ball games. Through a five-pitch walk in the first, led off the previous inning with a pop-out to shallow left field in the shortstop, Cal Fisher. The next 1-2 home to Arroyo. Fastball missing up and away, count drawn even. A 289 average for Chris in those 20 games to begin his Northwoods League and Raptors tenure. Has a chance to drive in another run here in this bottom of the fifth inning. The payoff. He got him swinging on a slider. Arroyo down on strikes. The Raptors send six to the plate and score the game's first run on an RBI single from Aiden Teal. We head to the sixth here at Witter Field. More Maddox Thornton action when we return at Witter Field right here on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Count nothing and one on Jacob Schroeder to begin the top of inning six from historic Witter Field. 9-1-2 due up for Madison, Schroeder, Robinson, and Schaffner. And another inning of work for Maddox Thornton. Andy Ockham in the broadcast booth on WFHR bringing you yet another presentation of Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball this summer. The Rapids Rafters getting the lead in the bottom of the fifth inning, an RBI single from Aiden Teal. The 0-1 delivery to Schroeder, foul tip into the glove of Cashel Duggar, count now nothing at two. No runs, two hits, and an error for Madison. A run on six hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Three of those six hits coming in the bottom of inning five. As the 0-2 swung on and missed. Schroeder down on strikes to begin the top of inning six. Thornton's fourth of the ball game. Back to the top of the order we go with Shy Robinson. Robinson 0-2, a couple of ground outs in the ball game. Back to the mound in the first and to the second baseman, Joey Bazidlo, to end the third inning. First pitch to Robinson, tapped foul out in front of the Rafter dugout down the third base side. This will be the 65th pitch tossed in for Thornton. J.C. Dermody, the southpaw from Council Bluffs, Iowa, warming up in the Rafters stable right now. 0-1 rolled over in the hole. Lopez gloving on the run. The throw to first. Not in time. In and out of the glove of Landon Gaz. Nobody backing up the throw. It allows Shy Robinson to advance an extra 90 feet to second base. Now Robinson about to take off for third before Tracer Lopez is there to cover the third base back. Runner in scoring position with one down for Madison here in the sixth. Once again, Rafter fans, your place to stay this summer. If you're coming to catch the final stretch of home games here at Witter Field from out of town, you got to book your stay at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The batter is Jake Schaffner out of North Dakota State University. First pitch fastball from Thornton right in there at the knees for a called strike. Schaffner 0-2, a ground out to second base back in the first inning. Led off the fourth inning with a fly out to right field. Looking back to second, Thornton peers home, 8 on the pitch clock, the 0-1. This is out in the right-handed batter's box to even the count at a ball and a strike. Hamilton on deck, Corbin Dickerson to follow, top of this Madison order for the third time around. Thornton goes 1-1 on the off-speed, swing and a miss into the glove of Cashel Duggar, count now 1-2. Could be Thornton's final inning as a Rafter right here, looking for six scoreless to close out his tenure in the Northwoods League this summer. 1-2, tap foul right off Schaffner, we'll do it again. Fortunately, we've lost the sun here at Witter Field. Clouds are out, looks fine, and we're ready for some baseball. And continuing on, another great day here at Witter Field. Coming set, Thornton, third base side of the slab, the 1-2. This is outside to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A 2-2 count on the Mallard third baseman, the payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him chasing. Five strikeouts for Thornton. Second of the inning, two down and a runner on second base. Lee Davis Hamilton 0 for 2 with a pair of 1-3 putouts in this ball game, finding Matt Thornton a lot. Hit a hot shot off the right thigh of Thornton back in the third inning. The first pitch fastball to Hamilton misses downstairs for ball one. Rafters have 4-5-6 slated to lead off the home half of this frame. Walker Buchanan, Landon Gaz, and Cashel Duggar. Dancing off second, Shy Robinson, the 1-0. Check swing on that breaking ball that danced down and darted to the inside corner. He went around it. Hamilton count now a ball and a strike. Intense action for Dermody down in the bullpen. He is fully throwing, so this should be the final frame of work for Thornton this summer. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chasing again as Hamilton count a ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. Two outs, runner on second base. Maddox Thornton looking for three punch outs in his final inning of the summer. The 1-2. This is down low and inside. It kicks away from Duggar down the third baseline, and taking off to third is Shy Robinson. Potential game-tying run for Madison just 90 feet away. Count even on the North Dakota State product, Davis Hamilton. The 2-2. In there for a called third strike. Maddox Thornton's final inning. Here is a Rafter. Sees him punch out three, and he completes six scoreless at Witter Field. A joy to have this summer was the Bentonville, Arkansas native. That's a great way to finish your tenure as a Rafter. We head to the home half. It's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
One nothing Rats, bottom six from historic Witter Field. A run on six hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, two hits and an error for the visiting Madison Mallards. New pitcher in the ballgame, that's Siler Tengler from Arkansas State University Mountain Home. Face Walker Buchanan delivers a first pitch fastball right down Broadway for a called strike. Andy Ockham, WFHR, back here in the broadcast booth. Another day, another Rafters ball game on these airwaves this summer. 0-1 pitch, fastball blown right by Buchanan. Count now nothing and two. Elliot Cadu, Lanou's line is complete here today. Five innings, six hits, one earned run, a walk and five strikeouts on 85 pitches thrown. 0-2 missing outside for ball one on Buchanan. Walker today 0-for-2 with a pair of punchouts against Cadu, Lanou. Maddox Thornton potentially just finished off his Rafter tenure on a high note. Six scoreless on 76 pitches. Struck out half a dozen. The 1-2 off-speed delivery shot the other way in the air to right. Charlie Marion camping underneath to make the catch. Struck out Davis Hamilton looking with a runner on third to end the top half of this frame. Good stuff from the right-hander out of Bentonville, Arkansas, and Texas A&M Corpus Christi this summer. It was a joy to watch. Wishing him the best in his future baseball endeavors and endeavors in general. Landon Gaz out of the five spot has reached in both of his plate appearances today. Hit by a pitch to lead off the second, doubled back in the fourth with two down. First pitch breaking ball from Tangler on the outer edge called a strike. Got Tangler on the season. This will be game number six appeared in. Five outings so far, 3 2/3 innings, an ERA of 14.73, and a 3.82 whip. The 0-1 misses outside. Last worked an inning, allowed two unearned runs and no hits while walking three and not collecting a K against Traverse City back on the 19th of July in that 7-4 Madison win at home. 1-1 fastball right in there for a called strike. Count 1-2 now on Gaz. Made his first appearance of the season here at Witterfield the last time these two teams squared off in Wisconsin Rapids on July 4th. Was a 12-4 win for the Raptors. So the 1-2 pitch to Gaz hit in the air, right field, foul territory. Hamilton giving chase out near the Mallard bullpen, and he makes a sliding catch. Holy cow, what a play by Davis Hamilton. That might be one of the best plays you see defensively in the Northwoods League this summer. Two up, two down for Tangler here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Holy cow, Davis Hamilton, he's been at third base and second base a lot this season. Getting a lot of first base time, though, after Blake Guerin left the club for the summer, and that's an outstanding play. Cashel Duggar to the batter's box now for Wisconsin Rapids. 0-for-2 is Duggar. Last time up, struck out swinging to end the fourth. First pitch to Cash, misses down low. In that opening outing of the season for Tangler here on July 4th, did not collect an out, gave up one hit, three earned runs while walking five. Not collecting a K, facing six hitters. The 1-0. This is low and inside for ball two. Duggar hit his first and only home run of the season here when these two teams last met. At Witterfield on July 4th, he homered, as did Max McGuire, as did Grayson Schaefer. The 2-0 misses low and inside, three straight balls to the UCLA Bruin. And it will be J.C. Dermody when we get to the top of the seventh, entering the fray with a one-run lead. The 3-0, missing downstairs for ball four. So this is what we saw out of Tangler when he made his season debut on July 4th. Inconsistency with finding the zone gives the Raptors a two-out base runner. McIntosh, 1-for-2 in the ballgame. Led off the previous frame with an infield single and advanced to second on a throwing error from Jake Schaffner over at third base. Be a righty-on-righty battle here. Yeah, righty-on-righty battle, as I mentioned. First pitch out of the stretch from Tangler misses low for ball one on McIntosh. In the top of the seventh, if it is Dermody, he gets the heart of the Madison order. 4-5-6, Corbin Dickerson, Frankie Carney, and Cal Fisher. Raptors looking to even up their overall record on the season back at 500. A win today would put them at 29 wins and 29 losses. The 1-0 to McIntosh fouled straight back. They would improve to 3 above 500 in second half play as well at 14-11. Madison looking to keep up and keep pace with Wausau. Is in the Northwoods League scoreboard. The Woodchucks down big at home. Only one hit through five innings. They're losing 9-0 to the Green Bay Rockers. So a big game for both of these teams right now in front of us. 1-1 slider bounced in. That one off the catcher. that being Jacob Schroeder. Ricocheting off the netting in front of the home plate club and out of play, so advancing to second is Cashel Duggar. 2-1 the count on McIntosh. 9 runs on 10 hits for Green Bay at Athletic Park. Wausau, no runs on a hit and an error. Chucks in danger of losing their 6th game of the second half. 2-1. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Schroeder. Count now 2-2. Other scores across the Northwoods League. In Bismarck, it is the Larks and the Mankato Moondogs, top of the 6th. Bismarck leading Mankato 3-2. 3 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the Larks. 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Mankato. The Moondogs entering today 5 games over .500 in second half play at 14-9. Bismarck 7-under at 8 wins and 15 losses. Top 6 at Moonlight Graham Field, the Lakeshore Chinooks at 8-14 in the second half, currently lead the 7-16 Kokomo Jackrabbits 5-2. Raptors looking to add another run here in this ballgame. 1-0 the score, 2-2 the count, 2 outs and a runner on second. The payoff pitch from Siler Tengler. And on the hands, rolled foul down the third baseline by McIntosh. Top 4 at Simmons Field in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Kingfish at 10-13 in the second half, lead the first half champions in the Great Lakes East, the 14-9 second half, Rockford Rivets 4-2. 2 runs, 3 hits, and an error for the Rivets. 4 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Kenosha. All knotted up at Carson Park in Eau Claire. The Express and the Bucks tied at 3. Each team with 2 hits and no errors. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. We'll do it again here between Tengler and McIntosh. Right-hander looks in to Jacob Schroeder and comes set. The payoff. Pass ball ripped on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Other games today in the Northwoods League, 3:05 Central from Waite Stadium in Minnesota. The Dock Spiders of Fond du Lac against the Huskies of Duluth. Joshua Butler, the projected starter for Duluth. Amar Tessang gets the nod for Douglas Coe's Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Another 2-2. Duggar aboard on a 4-pitch free pass with 2 down in this inning. Here it comes. In the air, that'll go foul out onto the concourse down the third baseline. ESPN Plus, 4:05 Central from Joe Faber Field. The St. Cloud Rocks are 12 games over .500 here in the second half. 18 wins and 6 losses. They host the 12-11 Thunder Bay Border Cats. 5:05 Eastern, Turtle Creek Stadium, home of the Traverse City Pit Spitters at 4 games above .500 in the second half, 14-10. They host the 8-15 second half Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Noah Sample, the projected starter for Battle Creek. Colin Bradley for Traverse City. The 2-2 misses low and away. Good fight here from McIntosh. His 3rd trip to the plate in this ballgame has him drawing a 3-2 count. 82 on that breaking ball out of the hand of Tengler. The full count delivery. Fastball on the outer edge. It misses for ball 4. McIntosh aboard for the 2nd time in as many innings. There are runners on 1st and 2nd. For Joey Bazidlo. 5:05 Central from Mayo Field. Rochester hosting La Crosse. The Honkers at 12-11 in the second half. The Loggers at 6-15. La Crosse, though, already clinching the first half division title in the Great Plains East. Some softball action in La Crosse as well. The Steam at 12-20 hosting the Madison Nightmares at 22 wins and 13 losses. Joey Bazidlo 1-for-2 in his Raptor debut, singled on the infield to lead off the 3rd inning in his first at-bat in a Raptor uniform. Takes a first pitch strike on the inside corner from Tengler. An inning ago, popped out to Shai Robinson at 2nd base. Tengler set, peers back to 2nd. Nobody working in and out on Duggar, the 0-1. Late on that fastball is Bazidlo, swinging right through it. The count now nothing at 2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 aboard on the 8-hole hitter in Kirk Schreider's lineup. 1-0 Raptors, they're looking to extend the ball game's score before we're 2/3 of the way through. 0-2, chopped on the ground right side, that's the 2nd baseman, Shai Robinson. Fields it on a 2-hop and throws to 1st in time to retire the side. The Raptors draw a couple of 2-out walks against Siler Tengler, but they leave him on the bases. 2/3 of the way home here at Winter Field, it is J.C. Dermody time in Wisconsin Rapids. Top 7, here we come, 1-0 Raptors on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. and we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Four, five, six, two up for Madison in the top of the seventh. Raptors lead the Mallards 1-0 from historic Witter Field. A run on six hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, two hits, and an error for Madison. Andy Ockham in the broadcast booth on WFHR, thanking you so much, as always, for tuning in to Raptors baseball this afternoon. First pitch from the new tosser in the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids, J.C. Dermody, is laced into right center field for a base hit. Corbin Dickerson, the DH and cleanup hitter for Donnie Scott, aboard to begin this frame. J.C. Dermody, his fourth outing as a Raptor, but his first here at home. He last threw a week ago today at La Crosse. Two innings of one-hit ball, no runs. Two strikeouts on seven batters faced for the left-hander committed to Wichita State this upcoming school year. First pitch to Frankie Carney, misses up and in for ball one. Carney 0-for-2, did reach, though, back in the second on a drop third strike, was picked off by Maddox Thornton. Speaking of pickoff, an attempt to first here on Corbin Dickerson, it gets away from Landon Gaz. The Louisville Cardinal will scoot to second and is 180 feet away with nobody out. Fantastic work for Maddox Thornton here today in his final outing as a Raptor. Six scoreless, two hits allowed, no walks, and half a dozen Ks on 76 pitches. Already some hot water for J.C. Dermody as the 1-0 fastball is in there for a called strike. Frankie Carney was stumbling out of the left-handed batter's box, thinking that one almost got him. But home plate umpire Ryan Starks says otherwise. Looking back to second twice is Dermody, the 1-1. This is low and outside for ball two. JC's debut came right after Houston High's debut on July 9th at Capital Credit Union Park in Ashwaubenon. Three innings of four-run ball for JC, allowed eight hits, punched out three, facing 17 Rocker hitters. He's allowed 10 total hits in his eight innings, three total appearances. The 2-1 fouled away. JC's only allowed a hit in each of his last two outings, though. Been very consistent and has only issued three walks, all of those coming in his second appearance with the club at Battle Creek on July 16th. Tristan Krusenberry, the right-hander from Campbellsville, warming up in the Raptor left field stable. 2-1 the count on the left-down-lefty battle. Cal Fisher on deck, Liam Moreno to follow. JC comes set, rocks and fires. It was high heater, and it misses upstairs for ball four. It was a 3-1 count. Or at least so Frankie Carney thought. Ryan Starks calling him back saying, no, it was 2-1. The right center field scoreboard being correct here at Winter Field. Still a perfect hitter's count here for Carney at three balls and a strike. Lone run of the ball game. A two-out RBI base hit to right field from Aiden Teal back in the fifth. It's a multi-hit game for Aiden. He also doubled back in the third. He's due up second post-stretch in the bottom of the seventh inning. So the next delivery, broken bat, flare, right center, left center, pardon me, as it gets down in front of Walker Buchanan. Dancing to third is Dickerson. They're on the corners with nobody out. Left center field shot there for Carney, his first hit of the ballgame. Madison threatening to score their first run of the ballgame for Cal Fisher, stepping into the right-handed batter's box now. Fisher 0 for 2, finding the third baseman Kyler McIntosh in both of his trips to the plate today. Popped out to third to end the second inning, lined out to third back in the fifth. Dermody set, the first pitch to Fisher. Swing and a miss into the glove of Cashel Duggar. It's the toughest situation Rafter defense has been in this ballgame. A one, swing and a miss, leaning off first. And they got the runner hung up. That's Frankie Cardi in a rundown. Paying close attention to Dickerson, running him down is Bizitlo, and the tag is applied. Heads up awareness from Cashel Duggar behind home plate, leaning off a little too far was Carney. That's a big first out in this frame. Dickerson remains on third, it's 0-2. Carney was just getting a big secondary lead. That ball on the swing and a miss from Fisher popped in and out of Duggar's glove, but he blew a tire on his third step in that secondary lead. Infield now in for the Rafters, the 0-2. This is upstairs, count now a ball and two strikes. Fisher had a two-homer game in that Rockford series earlier this week. The chance to tie the ball game up here, the 1-2. He got him swinging! Fastball from Dermody, that's a huge second out. And it's up to Liam Moreno for these Mallards here in the seventh. Moreno 1-for-2, struck out looking to lead off the third, an infield single back in the fifth. First game in this home-and-home series for the St. Cloud State product. First pitch from Dermody. Fastball missing outside for ball one. Dickerson began the inning with a flare knock to center. First hit of the ball game for the Louisville Cardinal. 1-0 in the air, right field. Chris Arroyo calling off everyone close to make the catch and retire the side. How about J.C. Dermody? Runners on the corners, nobody out. And he works out of the jam to keep it a 1-0 Rafter lead. Stretch time from Witter Field. 9-1-2, due up when we return right here on your home for Rafter Baseball. 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can...
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Post-stretch, bottom seven back here at Witter Field. New pitcher of the ballgame for the Madison Mallards. That's the right-hander from Harding University, Javier Lobo. Andy Ockham in the Witter Field press box back on WFHR. It's the Raptors 1 and the Mallards nothing. Six hits in an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Four hits in an error for Madison. Lobo's 0-1 delivery, missing low and inside. Just an inning of work for Siler Tangler. No hits or runs allowed. He walked two. He's able to get out of a scoreless bottom of inning six without recording a punch-out. 24 tosses thrown. For Lobo, this is outing six of the season. The 5'9 junior out of Guatemala. 1-1 off-speed, misses high. Lopez 0-2 in the ballgame. His final contest here as a Raptor this summer. Went down swinging in the third. Flew out to left in the fifth. The 2-1 delivery home. Fouled straight back on a fastball to Lopez, count evens. Lone run of the ballgame, a two-out RBI single to right field off the bat of Aiden Teal in the bottom of inning five. Lobo has not collected a decision yet this year in his five outings. 5 1/3 innings pitched, an 8.44 ERA and a 2.06 whip. Last worked on the 21st against Kokomo. The 2-2 swung on and missed. Lopez down on strikes to begin this seventh inning. Aiden Teal has been aboard in all three of his trips to the plate. Mentioned his RBI single in the fifth inning to break the scoreless tie. He also doubled in the third and was hit by a pitch to begin the ballgame offensively for Rapids in the first. And that 10-5 win against Kokomo at home on the 21st of July. Lobo, a third of an inning pitched. No hits or runs allowed. No walks and a strikeout. Facing one hitter. Struck out the lone batter he had to take care of. First delivery from the right-hander to Aiden Teal. Cue shot, foul down the third base side. Some backspin, though, almost rolling back into fair territory. Jake Schaffner able to touch it in foul ground. The last outing of more than an out recorded for Lobo was two innings that he pitched at home in an 8-1 loss on July 16th against Wausau. He allowed three hits, an earned run, while walking one and striking out one, facing nine batters. J.C. Dermody, a big top of this seventh inning. Had runners on the corners with nobody out and was able to keep Madison off the board. The 0-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner. It's called a strike. It's now nothing and two. Lordoy on deck. Arroyo to follow. 1-0 Raptors, a pitcher's duel after last night's 6-5 walk-off win for Madison. The 0-2. Off-speed on the outer edge, just misses those. His home plate umpire, Ryan Starks, a keen eye from Aiden Teal, makes it 1-2. First time Teal is facing a right-hander in this game. 1-2. Fastball missing up and away, count evens, two balls and two strikes. Teal's ninth double of the season came back in the third inning. Also now has 27 runs driven in on the campaign. The 2-2. He got him swinging down in the dirt. Two punch-outs for Lobo here in the seventh. Orlando Lordoy, in his return to Witter Field, has a 1-for-3 ball game to his name so far. Singled his last time up in the fifth. Hit into an inning-ending 3-6 double play in the third and popped out to third base in foul territory back in the first. Gets the nod out of the two-hole after hitting fifth and sixth in his first five games with the club since joining the team post-All-Star break. Javier Lobo set the first pitch to him, missing low and inside for ball one. The top of the eighth against Dermody will be 8-9-1 due up for Madison. Marion, Schroeder, and Robinson. The 1-0. Fastball fouled right off Lordoy's foot. The count evens. Entering today as a team, Madison hitting 276, Rapids hitting 270. Pretty similar to a lot of numbers, 47 long balls for the Raptors to Madison's 40.